It is the weekday wake up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Appreciate Kim Detai with the Wyoming Department of Health joining me this morning. Kim is the Public Information Officer with the Wyoming Department of Health. Kim, good morning. Thanks so much for your time today.
Of course. I'm glad to join you.
Well, we are going to discuss the vaccine with you. Lincoln County, as I'm sure you are aware, is getting to the point where anyone in the age 70 and older category are able to start getting the vaccine if they want to. And as I was telling you earlier, I recently did a little survey amongst our listeners, and it was about 50-50 among those that were going to get the vaccine and those that say they probably won't get the vaccine. Kim, has that been kind of the trend around the state of Wyoming? Has it been about half saying yes, half saying no? Or what have you guys seen so far up to this point?
You know, we really don't have a trend across the state, and there's no good scientific survey on that. And I think people's answers can really vary depending on the day and the context of when they're asked. But we're excited about these vaccines, and we really believe that the two COVID-19 prevention vaccines that have been approved so far are they're going to be free, for one thing. I want to be sure people understand that, and we think they're shown to be effective, and they're going to be safe. These vaccines have been held to high standards to make sure they are safe. There were no steps skipped in their development.
Let's talk about the development and not skipping steps, because one of the concerns we hear a lot is that it just happened so fast. How do we know that the trials took enough time and that enough research went into this? Give us some more background on the process and how people can be sure that it is safe considering the amount of time it took to develop.
Right. So I also want to acknowledge that it is absolutely understandable and natural to have some questions. That makes sense to have some questions. But again, they didn't step the skips, they didn't skip the steps. It went quickly because there was such a concentrated effort on developing these vaccines because of the overwhelming nature and effects of the pandemic across the world. So there was more focus and there was more investment up front on it. So companies could move. They were getting paid. They didn't have to go a little more slowly because they were investing their own money necessarily in the development of these vaccines. There was government money to help lessen the financial risk, I guess, if you want to call it that, for the vaccines, because normally they invest in them as they develop them. So a lot of focus and a lot of government investment and just that urgency that it was needed. But the trials were followed the same. The tests, like I said, they didn't skip any steps. I don't know why I'm having trouble with that one.
That's okay. Kim Detai this morning, Public Information Officer with the Wyoming Department of Health, joining us on the weekday wake up. There's been reports that maybe those that have allergies are having some sort of reactions to this vaccine. Touch on that, and should people be concerned about that maybe have some sort of specific allergy?
Well, there's more than one thing that's going on there. And really, with most vaccines, it is absolutely common to have some mild symptoms and side effects, like the sore arm or a really mild short-term fever. You know, that's actually kind of normal, and it tells us that our body is doing what it needs to help build immunity. There are, with any vaccine, there are very extremely, extremely rare cases of people having a reaction, having an allergic-type reaction. It's very rare with these vaccines, just as it is with the other ones, too.
As far as the vaccine and its effectiveness, of course, we're told that it's two doses anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks apart, if I'm understanding that correctly, depending on which vaccine you use. But then we're being told that it does take a while for it to start working. So after the second dose is administered, how long does it take for it to become effective?
You know, I don't have the exact number of days off the top of my head, but that's also something that's not out of the ordinary. With flu vaccines, we say 2 weeks, and I don't know if it's equivalent or not. I don't want to pick a number out without having it in front of me.
That's Kim Detai, Public Information Officer with the Wyoming Department of Health, talking about the COVID vaccines and Lincoln County now available starting today, the 70 plus age category able to get these vaccines. Kim, I hear this a lot of times too. People say, we don't even know what's in this thing. Should there be concern about what's in the vaccine? What is the vaccine? What's in it? How does it work? That kind of stuff.
Well, I don't have a list of ingredients. If someone really wants to find them, those are available. And there's vaccine information sheets are available when you get a shot, as well as online if someone wants to look up ahead. What I would say is, if you really want to look up that vaccine, be sure you're looking at trusted sources of information. Look at the Centers for Disease Control information, for example. Don't just find any old source on the internet.
So, Kim, I appreciate your time again this morning talking about this vaccine. Any other information you wanted to pass along to us today while we have you?
Well, we do want people to, we want people to have the vaccines. We're excited to be offering them. We do need to remind folks that the supply is going to be limited, and it's going to stay limited for a while. So patience is going to be necessary. Every state's doing something a little different, and every county's doing something a little bit different too. So kind of watch for those announcements locally. Pay attention to what your local healthcare providers and county public health are saying, and, have a little patience and bear with us. We're going to get through it, but we do have some steps ahead of us.
That's Kim Detai, Public Information Officer with the Wyoming Department of Health. Kim, thanks so much.
Sure.